Praise the Lord. I'll just be sharing briefly on some things about priesthood. I know Pastor has been preaching to us and talking about priesthood, and someone might say, oh, what is priesthood about? But basically, to put it simply, it is standing before God in prayer, taking things to God in prayer, and also speaking on behalf of God. Basically, God's representative. God's representative. You are standing before Him in prayer. You're bringing things before Him in prayer. And you are also bringing messages from Him, declaring to your situation, declaring to your family, declaring to the people of God, like we received today, the ministers that ministered to us. They spoke as they were inspired from the Lord. I just want to mention a couple of things that can help us with our priesthood. Pastor mentioned that we need to set a time of prayer. We also need to walk with our fellow brothers and sisters. When we gather here together to pray, don't ignore it. When we're on the prayer call, don't ignore it. When it's time for your small group, don't ignore it. That is partnering with people, partners in prayer, just like, you know, Peter or Paul was, you know, entering the temple, and there was a man who was crippled at the gate called Beautiful, and he said, look on us. They were going because it was the time of prayer. They had scheduled it. So schedule that time of prayer. And so I just want to remind you on this day that you are a king and you are a priest. I'll read this scripture to us. It's in Revelation chapter 1 from verse 4 to 6. Revelation chapter 1, 4 to 6. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from Him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth. To Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and He has made us kings and priests to His God and Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This scripture is telling us that you have been washed by the blood of Jesus. Then you are a king and you are a priest. Hallelujah. If you have been washed by the blood of Jesus, Jesus is your Savior, you are a king and you are a priest. That means you have power. That means you have a responsibility. Now, so even a person who just gave his life to Christ today is a king and a priest. According to that scripture, it says, who loved us and washed us from our sins with His own blood. As long as we receive that cleansing, then you are a king and you are a priest. And I want us to have this ingrained in our mind, because sometimes you feel that unless pastor speaks a word, or unless you can speak in tongues for 5 hours, unless you can do this, then you feel like you don't have the power to. While those things are great, those are tools that are available to us, but we need to stand on that principle of the fact that I am a child of God, I'm a blood-washed believer, I am a king, I am a priest, and I have power, and I can speak to situations and they will change, not because of my qualification, but because of the blood of Jesus. Those things are great when we fast, when we pray. They are great. It will help us, because really, a child who is just born today into a kingdom, a royal kingdom, we'll call him a princess, we'll accord them one level of respect or honor. The servants around, imagine if you are in that kind of environment, they would treat them, because that could be your next king, that could be the person who could write your check the next day, right? That king, that baby king, boy or girl, still needs to grow, but he has rights. And do you know that even us as parents, when our children, yes, they have rights and we can't give them certain things, but do you know that they also request for some things and we give it to them? They have the right to request for things. So I want you to know today that you are a king and you are a priest. You don't need to wait till you have finished reading the Bible. You don't need to wait till you can pray for 10 hours or 12 hours or 24 hours, you have the seed of Christ on the inside of you, and you are a king and you are a priest. Amen? How many of you will start exercising your priesthood and kingship? How many of you? You can speak to situations and they change because there is God on the inside of you. Hallelujah. That's the way the devil cheats some people. You know, he brings up situations to them and tells them that they cannot do anything, that they have no option because they didn't read their Bible yesterday. If your confidence is in your actions, your works, then you will be swayed. But my confidence is in the blood of Jesus and what he has done for me and how he qualified me. I will not neglect to spend time with him. I will not neglect to take my place in priesthood. But that is not my confidence. Hallelujah. So as a priest, you need to be a person, number one, of prayer. We've been talking about prayer, prayer, prayer. We're going to keep praying in this church. We're going to keep lifting up our voices to him. The next thing I want to remember here or be reminded of is purity. A priest prays to God, declares on behalf of God, but a priest is also pure, is consecrated unto the Lord. Let us read Psalm 24. I think Pastor mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when he was talking about us as vessels yielded unto the Lord. A priest first offers himself. Psalm 24, verse 3. He says, who may ascend into the holy hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor one sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Then verse 7 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be thou lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. This speaks of being a person of purity. I believe it was Paul that was saying that when we purify ourselves, then we'll become vessels unto honor that the Lord can use to heal, to deliver, to stand in the gap. Hallelujah. Purity. I also want to mention that there's the practice of priesthood that you need to be familiar with. People are familiar with the practice of medicine or practice of law, but they put themselves in tutelage to learn about that practice so that they can practice their practice. Hallelujah. So as believers, kings and priests, we need to put ourselves in a place where we can learn. Learn individually, learn in church, learn through your brothers and your sisters, but principally learn from the Word of God. And from the Word of God, we can see all types of prayers. When the Holy Spirit was ministering this to me, one thing that came to mind was, you don't take medicine or apply the same solution for every situation. You need to stay connected to God and understand how He works, know His will, then you can apply. For example, we know that His will is for us to be healthy, for us to walk in divine health. And so when you experience a headache, you shouldn't be going to God and say, Lord, if this is your will, then I will be healed. That's misappropriation. You are not applying the right medicine. So in the Word of God, there are different types of prayer. There's a prayer of thanksgiving, prayer of praise. Maybe we can have that as an assignment. Go and study. Because we are priests, right? We need to study to know what our practice is all about so that we will know what to do. In the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, they had different feasts. They have different festivals. And guess what? The Lord told them specifically what to do at those things. And I'm sure as long as they were, he would teach them. That's why they needed to be there. The lineage of the Levites and all of that, they had to learn about it. So we had to learn about prayer. What kind of prayer would you pray if you come to meet with someone who is sick? The prayer of faith will heal the sick. What prayer do you need to pray when you need to intercede? What is the ground on the word of God you can stand on? What's the prayer you need to pray for direction? There's also a prayer of consecration. Can you remember the story when Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane? He told his disciples to pray with him. Jesus was not praying, "Be thou healed," in that Gethsemane. He was praying a prayer of consecration. It was a tough one for him. And we have to pray that prayer of consecration from time to time. When we're experiencing one thing or the other, the Lord is calling us to a deeper place. And it's hard on our flesh. We don't say, "Get thee behind me, Satan," or, you know, you surrender to the Lord. That is the practice of prayer. You know what to apply in what situation to be a practicing priest. Hallelujah. So learn about that. We can take that as an assignment. Go search. Remember, you're a king, you're a priest. The Lord, the Spirit of God is on the inside of you. And you can take this as a home. What are the different types of prayer? Which one am I going to dedicate myself to for the next couple of weeks and months? Where can I see it in scripture? Hallelujah. So understand the practice of prayer, and also know that that practice is also, it should also be persistent. I've mentioned a priest prays, a priest is pure, a priest practices, a priest is persistent. Jesus was telling a story, a parable in Luke 18, verse 1. He says, "Men ought always to pray and not to faint." Men ought always to pray and not to faint. And everyone will say, "Oh, well, am I supposed to be praying 24 hours? Always. Anytime you remember, there was something the Holy Spirit ministered to me as a busy mom, different things happening. And I feel like I say, "Oh, there's this person I said I will pray for, I've not prayed. There's this thing I wanted to pray about, I've not prayed." And I spend that time worrying about the fact that I did not pray. And the Holy Spirit said, "Just convert that worry to prayer. You are looking for a perfect time, but I'm with you everywhere you go." Now, if you remember a situation that you were supposed to pray about, or a person you were supposed to lift up to God and you did not, lift up that person right now. The Bible says, "Pray without ceasing." Don't look for that. Yes, we will find that perfect time. We will. Maybe I'm speaking for the moms here, right? We are busy. You are bathing. In fact, sometimes when I'm bathing my children, I mean, the only one that I can bathe now, the other ones are, you know, they close the door on me. But as I pray over their head, pray over their body, your legs will take you to the best places. You're waiting for that perfect time. Why miss an opportunity to cover your children, your situations, your life, your car into the hands of God instead of worrying? "I did not pray. I didn't wake up at 5 a.m. I didn't wake up at 3 a.m. I did not, you know, join this prayer." Just pray at that moment. And the Bible says, pray with all types of prayer. Ephesians chapter 6 says, all types of prayers. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Pray always, at all times. Always, at all times. As it comes to your mind, pray. Don't be guilty that you didn't set up. You will set up the time. God will help us. And even in Victory House, we know we always have prayer time. So we will remind you to join. But remember, you're a king and you're a priest. When you think about that situation, pray. How many of you, you thought about something, you dismissed it, but later you found out that thing needed your attention? That was the Holy Spirit prompting you to pray, but you said, "Oh, I will pray at midnight. I'll pray at my prayer time." And it didn't happen. So the Holy Spirit is quickening us. That scripture in Ephesians 6:18 says, being watchful to this end with all perseverance as you continue in it. Being watchful. Don't take for granted the signals that the Holy Spirit is giving to you. And be persistent. Continue in it. Continue. Yesterday we were listening to in our women's group, and one of the things the person said that was very, very profound is, we need to be comfortable with boring things. I mean, prayer is not boring, but at times starting it off can be, you're like, you feel like it's a chore. But you know that it's something you have to do. It's a habit you have to keep up with. So when you feel like it, when it's exciting, when the music is on, when you feel strong, when you feel weak, pray. When it's good, pray. When it's bad, pray. When it's in between, pray. Pray always, at all times, with all types of prayer. I pray that the Lord God will empower us with the spirit of grace and supplication. And I will pray, will be people who lift up our voices to God in prayer over our situations, that will not take for granted that which He has given to us in calling us His children, in calling us kings and priests, and will take our stand in the name of Jesus. So I want us to rise up to our feet as we take the last prayer session. And I want us specifically to pray for our fathers. Abraham was our father, as we read in that scripture, Luke 1. And he was a person of prayer. He was a person who interceded for even things that maybe did not affect him directly. We saw that when Sodom was about to be destroyed, God, because of the relationship he had with God, he told him he was going to do that. And he prayed, he interceded. I want us to pray. If you are a man, pray for yourself. If you are a wife and you have your husband here, pray for him. Pray for your dad. Pray for your brothers. Pray for the brothers in this church. Pray for your sons. And let us pray that in the name of Jesus, this priest will arise in their homes, in their places of influence. In the name of Jesus. Let's make that a prayer. Just like Abraham was an intercessor. Just like Abraham had fellowship with the Lord. Just like Abraham was able to build an altar. Just as Abraham was able to command his children in the ways of the Lord. Our husbands, our sons, our brothers, in the name of Jesus, they are not weak in their assignments as priests and kings. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we uphold them in prayer this morning, and we ask that the strength of the Most High will be upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will not be lacking in their assignment. They will not be lacking in the place that you place them in. In the name of Jesus, they will arise and take their place. They will arise and be kings and priests where you have called them to. And Lord God, when they decree a thing, it shall be established. I pray for the men who are ministers in this church. As they declare, as they lay hands, people will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. The priesthood that you have conferred upon us, Father, Lord, oh God, will practice it effectively in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, where our men are weak, Father, let there be strength infused to them in the mighty name of Jesus, in their spirit, in their souls, in their bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for open eyes, that they will see that which you have called them to, that they see their importance in their homes. I ask in the name of Jesus that their ears are opened. They will hear your instruction, just like Joseph heard the instruction and he was able to tell Mary, we need to leave this place. I pray in the name of Jesus that the rulers of our homes, they hear your instructions clearly and they are able to direct us in the right path in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. As many who are weak one way or the other on the inside, I pray that the strength made available for them in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fathers are not weak. Our husbands are not weak. Our sons are not weak. Our brothers are not weak. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that your strength will be upon their feet and they will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run, they will not go weary. They will walk, they will not faint. Oil on their head, speed to their feet, anointing upon the works of their hands, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. I want us to pray according to Luke chapter 1. The ministers who ministered ahead of me, they read some verses. Luke chapter 1, 23 and 24. We're going to be praying for deliverance. Deliverance. You know, God told Moses, he says, tell Pharaoh, let my people go, that they may serve me. Pharaoh was playing all sorts of hanky-panky. Okay, maybe just the men should go, but leave the children. Leave the wives. He was doing all sorts. Go today, come tomorrow. Some of us have experienced repeated or delayed answers to our prayers. Repeated cycles of rejection. Or maybe you are well today, or you have today. You will not have, or you know, experience is rise and fall. But I want us to pray to God that today I'm experiencing my deliverance, my total deliverance. This is the least I will ever be in life. And from now on, I'm accelerating higher and higher in the name of Jesus. So let's that scripture in Luke chapter 1, verse 72 and 73. He was saying here to perform, okay, let me read 73. The oath he swore to our father Abraham to grant us that we, being delivered from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear. So I want us to break free from every limitation, everything that has held us bound, everything that that is like a covering for us, preventing us from breaking through. I want us to pray for deliverance from repeated evil cycles of failures, rejection, that in the name of Jesus, the favor of God is upon us, and this is the least we'll ever be. From now, we are soaring. From now, we are victorious. From now, we conquer. From now, we move above limits in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, according to your word, your desire for us is that we operate in freedom. Freedom to serve you without fear. So in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, oh God, we're experiencing freedom from every shackle, from anything that has held us bound in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you and has empowered you to set us free from every shackle of the enemy. And so in the name of Jesus, the known shackles, the unknown shackles, they are removed from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And we saw we are free and we serve you with liberty. Lord, I pray for total breakthrough. Maybe there's one area of our lives. Every other area is good, but there's that one area that the spirit of Pharaoh wants to hold bound. I pray in the name of Jesus that we are set free from him, because you are able to save to the uttermost. You are able to save completely those who trust in you. Father, Lord, we receive our freedom and receive our complete liberty in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to pray for mercy, that in the name of Jesus, every stronghold the enemy has over us because of maybe the sins of our fathers, sins of people we do not even know ahead of us, or even the things that we have done that would jeopardize our children and people after that, the mercy of God will speak. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord will speak. The Bible says that even the lawful captives shall be set free because of the power of God. Let's ask for the mercy of God at this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, some of you're experiencing something because of a generational curse, a generational issue. But just like Hezekiah turned to the wall, you can turn to God in prayer this afternoon and declare, thus far and no more. The devil doesn't have a hold over me in the mighty name of Jesus. There is no enchantment, no divination against me. It shall be said of me, see the wonders of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what has gone ahead of me, oh, that is negative. Today in the place of prayer, I stand as a king and a priest, and I put an end to any embargo over my life in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and declare, I walk in the total freedom that Christ bought for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, no generational curse has a hold over me. No generational curse has a hold over my children. The mercy of the Lord exempts me from any handwriting of the evil one in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks better things concerning me, speaks my freedom. bought my freedom, enforces my freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Thank you, mighty Father. Thank you, mighty Father. The Bible says in Numbers 23, verse 23. I want you to insert your name there. Numbers 23, 23. Numbers 23, 23. It says, no curse can touch Jacob. No magic has any power against Israel. You can put your name there. It now must be said of Temitope and of Temitope, oh, what God has done. Some versions will say, oh, what wonders has done. So I want you to declare. The Bible says that, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You are the one that is free. I want you to declare, for there is no sorcery against me, no divination against me and my household. It must now be said of me and my household, this is what the Lord has done. We are the people that the Lord has helped. We are the people that the Lord has blessed. We are the people that the Lord has lifted. We are the people that the Lord has shown mercy. We are the people that the Lord has elevated. No curse, no sorcery, no divination, no matter where it is from, Lord, we cancel it by the authority you have given to us. Your word has said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am the redeemed of the Lord, bought by the blood of the Lamb. I am a king and I am a priest, and I declare that I am blessed. The blessing is greater than the curse. I said the blessing is greater than the curse. You have said concerning me, and you blessed me. You said I should increase, I should multiply, I should take dominion. Lord God, that is my heritage, and I experience it. Me and my household, me and my household, in the name of Jesus. Come and give God a big shout of praise. I want you to thank God for the victory that you have in Christ. Oh Jesus, you did it all. You did it all, oh God. And we just have to proclaim it and enforce it, and we receive our miracles. We receive the manifestation of every good thing that you died for us to have. We receive it. We receive it. Can you say, I receive it with your full chest? Say, I receive it. What Jesus died for me to have, I receive it. It is manifesting in my life. It is manifesting over my children. It's manifestation from generation. It's manifesting from generation to generation in the mighty name of Jesus. Can someone say, I'm blessed? Come on. I am blessed. I am blessed. Thank you, mighty Father. Give the Lord a big shout of praise and take your seat this afternoon. I promise you we'll be on our way home in the next couple of minutes. Glory be to God. What a wonderful time in His presence. Father, we just want to say thank you, because we know that in your presence there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We receive the pleasures for today, and the pleasures forevermore goes into our week. It goes into the rest of this year and even into the new year. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray.